What is up, everybody? Thanks for joining us on AfterBuzz TV for Survivor Season 37, Episode 13. It's titled, Are You Feeling Lucky? I'm not sure if we're feeling too lucky because one of our fan favorites went home tonight. Stay tuned to watch us break down this episode.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
What's up, you guys?
Yeah!
Welcome! Yeah. Wednesday night! Woo! We got the whole crew here!
Yay!
Feeling good, you guys? It is Survivor on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you for joining us this week and every week. I'm so happy to see you guys tonight.
So happy to be here.
I'm so happy to miss back to join us. He won his way back on Redemption Island.
Oh, yes.
Exactly. I was on Redemption Island, you guys. I had to fight my way back. It was Exile Island, actually.
Ooh. Well, we're glad you made it, you guys. This is Survivor on AfterBuzz. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno.
What's up, guys? I am Timothy Michael.
Hey, everyone. I'm Veronica Valencia.
I'm Mike. I don't know what just happened tonight. I'm Mike Feeling.
You guys,
this is some kind of episode.
It's rough.
We're a little bummed, I'm sure. Well,
I mean...
Timothy's not, of course.
I'm not bummed. I think, you know, it was a smart decision. I mean, I think everybody here can agree as a Survivor fan that it was a smart decision.
It was absolutely 100% a smart decision. So Christian went home tonight. I'm upset because he's my fan favorite, but I agree it was 100% a smart move. Get him out now, like Mike said. I mean, what were you guys' overall thoughts about the episode?
Overall thoughts, I completely agree with what you were just saying, mm-hmm. Paige. I am very disappointed. He looked so down on himself the entire episode. Christian was also one of my fan favorites, and so I'm sad to see him go, but it was an incredibly smart choice for everyone still playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
Love the episode. It was awesome. All the twists and turns. Fantastic episode. And Davey, super growing on me. Like, Davey is my hero right now.
Yeah, we're just kidding around. We're
love
like,
him.
It's Davey versus Goliath
it
at
is.
This point. Like,
it is.
For real. Davey's amazing.
He's awesome.
I would be happy, like, if he won the whole thing, honestly. It's mm-hmm. like Davey Crockett. Love him. What do you think about Davey?
I like Davey. I think that, what, like Mike says, like, he's growing on me. I think there are other players in the game right now that I like a little bit more than mm-hmm. Davey.
Okay. Such as?
Angela. Allison?
No. Oh,
God.
Okay,
well, funny.
Okay, here's the thing, you guys. Since I missed last week, I have to give you the tea.
Oh, the Tim twist.
So, yes, the Tim twist. I'm actually starting to turn on Angelina.
Hey.
And this episode kind of solidified it for me,
wow,
you guys.
Wow, why is that?
Because, like, last episode, I missed the family episode, and I was really bummed about it, because I do love that episode. But mm-hmm. when she said to her mother, I brought rice for everybody, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, come on, you had to say that, really? You're just going to say, hi, Mom, I love you, I miss you. And then this episode... So I don't want to use it as currency, but hey, I got rice. Girl, you are literally telling everybody.
Yeah.
People are literally off of the island. You are telling. You are telling everybody that
yes.
will listen. So it's just, she's, I see what you guys are saying now, and I'm just really sad that she's on my fantasy job.
I think in the- Oh, how the tables have turned.
Yes, they have turned. Very
I think
quickly.
We saw next week in the preview, like, they were like, she's like a psychopath genius or something. Like, I'm assuming they're talking about Angelina. Like,
she's still a very good talker,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
we'll talk about it more than, as we go into the episode.
Mm-hmm.
But... I mean, just based on the votes tonight, I mean, she does something, you guys.
I want her to have a confessional all alone where she's crying and looking at the camera mm-hmm. saying, I don't understand. I sacrificed myself for the rice. Does no one get it?
God.
But I don't want to use it as love currency.
It. I don't
I'm not, no, totally not using it as currency. I'm totally not. Like, I didn't want to play this card.
Oh, my God.
She's trying so hard to use it as, like, as you're saying, currency to try and bribe them. Please pick me because I got you the rice. No one, first of all, we didn't necessarily ask for the rice.
Right.
Second of all, again, we've talked about this one. We'll say it again. Bribes get you, or not, good favors get
yes.
you nothing.
Right, exactly.
We're really skipping around, but I just love how Davey listened to her and was like, uh-huh, yeah, cool. Okay, so Kara, I'm going to bring her there. Yes.
Yeah, that was good.
I honestly feel, though, sorry, Paige, I didn't want to move on, but I feel like it was also the fact that, you know, she's a little bit annoying. And who wants to go on a helicopter ride with
yeah,
Angelina?
Yeah, so it's a fun day.
Like, agreed. All she's going to do is talk about rice, you guys.
That's all she talks about.
This food is so much better than the rice I sacrificed my game for yeah. so that we could have.
She's going to talk about that if she makes on the final three all day. All day, that's it. Anyways, we will get into all this, but we're going to start right at the beginning. And for everybody tuning in for the live chat, thanks for being here. And Mike is monitoring everything.
I'm
so
with
he'll
y'all.
Let us know everything you guys say. Anyways, right at the start of the episode, pretty much we like dive right into Nick making a fake idol. So basically, I thought he was like, I'm going to make this idol for somebody else to find because he had the paper that says, congratulations, you found a fake or found an idol because he had an idol. So he was going to go hide this for somebody else, but then he decides to find it himself. Do you guys think that this was the right tactic or do you guys think that he should have let somebody else find it and believe that they had the idol?
First of all, you shouldn't have found it, like, literally the night that you made it. It's dark. Like, who's going to believe that you literally just found it right under the camp?
And
right.
In a raft, really has an idol ever been in? Like, normally they're, like, in the woods.
Or, well, there was that one underneath the camp that one time where it was, like, you have to get it because everybody's, like, laying on top of the raft. So there was that one. But, I mean, it was just so, like, it was just so easy. And then on top of that, weren't you finding an idol put a target on your back? And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And he even said it to, I think it was Davey or Mike, somebody in the end of the episode, I can't remember now, it's in my notes, but he says, oh, that's what I was worried about, that they would put a target on my back. Oh, and Mike tells him that Davey is going for him because he has he found an idol, and he says, oh, that's what I was worried about. I'm like, well, why did you find it? Just leave it.
They never hide idols in something so obvious where everybody's gonna go, let's go try to fish and lift the raft up and there it is.
Right,
it's never like that. No. So way too convenient.
Yeah.
Should he have let somebody else find it? I think that might have been cool.
That was what I was under the impression, that he was going to let somebody else find it. And they had a real paper.
At least if you do the raft thing, let somebody else find it.
Yeah.
Still.
Right.
Move the thing, move a piece of wood and try to do something over to the side, but, and then let someone discover it.
For Nick to have it, though, like, you know, so say that he gave that paper up to somebody to find it, and then he doesn't have the paper anymore. A lot of people get really weird about that. Like, they're like, oh, you have an idol? Show it to me and show me the paper that goes with it.
Yeah.
So maybe he could have shot himself in the foot, but now he technically has two idols. Would anybody ask, well, let me see the paper for both of those? He doesn't have it.
That's true. That would be intense.
Mm-hmm. And who's like grilling him? Yeah. Show me the papers.
How about
show me the receipts?
Right off the bat, for me, this episode, Davey Clutch, who's like, not really buying it.
Yeah.
And she all of a sudden got another idol right away. Like, that was awesome.
Davey is so smart.
But no, I have to agree with you, Tim. I thought it was such a weird tactic. Like, yeah, it would make you a target if you're like, guys, guess what? I found the idol.
Mm-hmm.
It would make you a target and maybe make people want to get you out. That is such a common thing in Survivor. So I thought it was such a weird tactic that he would just be like, yeah, I'm finding this idol, this fake idol.
Chad agrees, let somebody else find it.
Yeah, exactly. And he also, like, you would think that he would just tell Davey right off the bat. And since he didn't, and Davey found out from everybody else, he got very upset. And, like, that's why he started gunning for Nick in the first place.
Exactly.
So I don't think this whole thing worked out for Nick.
No.
And then we'll see at the end, it clearly didn't work out for Nick. When he plays it, like, he plays all these idols and it's too much.
But very, very good tactic making a fake idol. Always make a fake idol. Very good. Great gameplay.
Piggybacking off of that, something that I said at the very beginning of the season is, I don't know if this was a producer choice or what, but the fact that the idols look so bad this season.
Yes. They're getting progressively worse.
Because they understand that they're going to make fake idols.
This is the kuka necklace I had when I was 13.
Yeah.
It's not an immunity idol on Survivor.
Let's take one shell off of it and put it on a string.
It's all just twine and little bits of rock or something. So it's very easy to fake.
But I don't... So you kind of made a little bit of a face when he said that.
I completely disagree with you that make a fake idol. I just think it's overplayed now. I think that when it first came out, it was like this new thing, like, oh my gosh. And then people making fake idols now, I could understand if you're going to make a fake idol and actually use it correctly. But everybody, in this case tonight, keep using them in stupid ways, and it's just tiring to me now. So
I agree.
Don't make a fake idol. It's tired.
I get you. You can't... Sorry. You can't choose how to use... I'm sorry. Anyway. You can't choose how or... correctly to use it, but the fact that there's so many idols and so many advantages going on right now, you can easily slip one into the game and truly have nobody thinking anything. Back in the beginning, when it was more of a surprise, there were way fewer idols and advantages or anything in general.
Right. No, I feel you.
So I think it's easier to use, and I think you gotta do tactic.
My thing about the fake idol is, I think if you want to make a fake idol, I feel like this was the season to do it because the idols have gotten so bad how they look.
They don't know that.
Yeah. But that's the thing is, like, it's much easier to try and make a fake idol now because it's much believable. Back in the day when idols looked very nice, it was harder to get away with the fake idol because who would believe the stick from Micronesia? That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah.
Who would believe the stick from Micronesia was an actual idol?
Yeah. Right. I pulled out and said, dude, that's a stick.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
My thing. This is the first fake idol played this season, and it's day 33 or night 32 at that point. I could have gone this season without a fake idol being played.
I just could have
done without it.
That's a good point. What do you guys think in the live chat? Fake idols? Not fake idols? What do we do? Moving into rewards. So we have the rope challenge again with the blocks. Tactic from the beginning, just always get as much rope as you can, right? Come on. Haven't you seen this by now? Like, Davey and Nick basically had enough rope. They were a little short, but they were fine. But, like,
Angelina
just
cares.
Always take it. Just take all the rope.
But what was interesting was that Davey did not have to go back, and he was at his blocks first, and he won.
Right.
So,
right. But it could have gone anyway. Like, Kara was pretty close. You know, it just it's your aim, I suppose, at that point.
Yeah. Nick was really close.
Nick was very close.
Yeah.
But can
you know
I just point out
really
how sick
close?
Everyone
Allison.
Was? Yeah, I know.
What? Christian took a nap in his little ring thing.
Oh, like, he fell here.
Him and Mike were not on that part of the challenge at all.
Honestly, at this point, like, I notice, especially with Allison, everybody just looks so sick and, like, ghostly and worn down at this point that I'm like, they seem like they're just moving very slow. They haven't eaten in days.
I don't know how, with the abundance of rice they have from Angelina sacrificing herself.
My gosh,
like, they're
right.
eating so
they
much.
Have so much rice.
I don't get it.
Speaking of that, so Davey wins and he gets to take two people on a reward and he instantly chooses Nick, even though we thought for a second he might not because him and Nick are in like a little tiff now.
Uh-huh. See, I was going to say it would have been very smart for him to take Nick, even though they are in a little bit of a fight, at least on Davey's end, because if he didn't do that, Nick would see that as you're betraying me. Nick is very much an emotional player. He's like, if you betray me, you're done.
Well, the thing is,
Nick thought he was being betrayed anyway.
Is like, well, Nick doesn't really know that, like, Davey at this point wants to take Nick out, but Nick isn't really sure of what Davey's thinking. Like, he still thinks that they're good. So if Davey wouldn't have taken Nick, it would have looked very suspicious.
That's good. You keep up appearances.
And so he takes Nick first, and then who's number two? Well, we get Angelina talking about the rice and saying, basically she's saying, I picked you as well when we went on the reward. But let me just point out,
she said that before the rice, too.
Yes. But the thing is Nick, they were both able to pick somebody, right?
Yeah.
Nick picked Davey, and then Angelina picked the second person.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So don't try to pull that card. Anyway, she's very upset. He picks Kara because he said that Kara was on her back, or had his back since the beginning, mm-hmm. which I think was the right choice. I mean, was there anybody else that you had thought maybe he would have picked?
Maybe.
The only thing I thought right away was possibly Christian if he was trying to cement that kind of new alliance. Mm-hmm. But that would, I think, really have revealed that he tipped Christian off last week potentially and kind of hurt things if he's still trying to fake it with Nick.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I thought that there was a chance that he would have picked Angelina if she hadn't opened up her stupid big mouth. I mean, like, they both won that challenge together. It was Nick and Angelina in the sand challenge, whatever, the family challenge, last episode. And they won it together. It wasn't like somebody had more of a one head over the other. So I thought that he might have taken her because...
I think she just needs to keep her mouth shut a little bit. Yeah. Like, yeah, like
that's
you're
what
saying.
I mean.
Maybe he would, but every time she has to be like... Oh, by the way, we both picked you. It wasn't just him. By the way, I got the rice.
I still don't think he would have chosen Angelina. Yeah. And I don't know why. Like, she made it a point to say, like, I'm very angry. Like, I don't get angry, but I'm very angry. And I don't know why she was so angry for not getting picked on this challenge. Because it seems very obvious at a point when you get picked for challenges. It's like, who you have the better connection with. And I don't think she has much of a connection with anybody.
Yeah. Well, the worst part to me is that not only did she bring up the rice when she was talking to Davey about it in front of everybody, but then when they went back to camp, she brought it up multiple times again in front of everybody again. So it's like, she keeps saying, I'm not trying to play this card, but yet you brought it up multiple times in the same day.
She won't stop talking about it. So not only did all those other people lose the challenge, they didn't get to go, they got to hear about her again with the rice.
And I think like that basically says to them next time, oh, if you win the reward challenge, then you have to take me because I'm the one that got the rice. Because that's exactly what she said now. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to play that card, but Davey should have taken me because I got the rice. Well, who's winning next time? You better take Angelina or you're going to hear about it.
Well, or you specifically don't take it and just let her keep digging it in. Has anybody ever pandered so much to be taken on rewards or for any move ever?
I think that they all kind of got it, though, when they were back there. Allison's like, all right, let's talk about this over a cup of rice. Yeah. Like, kidding around. So, but anyways, I mean... Basically, Davey's saying on this reward, you know, you need to keep your frenemies close and your friends closer.
Yeah.
His friend being Kara and his frenemy being
Nick.
So he's like, Goodfellas, you got to treat him nice right away. Nick's in there eating lobster. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think about this reward overall, going on the helicopter, going to the resort?
I mean, this is one of the best rewards. I think we could all agree that this is one of the best rewards. I mean, it would just be a cherry on top if they could just take a shower. I mean,
I don't know. Kara's hair looked pretty nice after she got done.
So maybe they did take a shower?
I think.
Maybe. Because it was like a spa thing, right?
Right.
Like a
but usually
my favorite,
they show them in like little outhouse.
Right.
Like
the little bamboo shower they set up for them.
Her hair looks conditioned.
I was going to say, but Paige, her hair has looked flawless all season.
That's very true.
My favorite rewards are when they get to do the shower and then they look at themselves in the mirror and they're like, what happened to me? Yeah, that's a fun reaction.
I can't wait to like watch people's ponderosas because whenever they look at themselves in the mirror, they're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
But so... When we're on the reward, basically, Kara and Davey have a little alone time when Nick goes, which is exactly what Davey wanted.
Yeah, another survivor tip. Do not overeat on rewards.
We've seen a lot of that this season.
A lot of it.
A lot of binging.
Yep. And so they say at this point, or Davey tells Kara at this point he wants to take Nick out. Kara's on board. Then we go back to camp, though, and Allison is told by – Kara tells Allison – he's specifically told to leave Angelina and Mike out of this vote.
Yes.
But yet Allison goes and tells Mike.
Right away.
Mm-hmm. What are you guys' thoughts on this?
It kind of made sense to me just a little bit because if we look back at the very beginning when the merge first happened, she was kind of in an alliance with Mike and Alec mm-hmm. and then the three other Davids. Yeah. So it kind of made sense to me. I feel like she's always had this small bond with Mike, so maybe she just didn't want to leave him out and show her loyalty to help her out.
And actually, Mike and Allison were the two that voted together.
Together, yeah.
So I feel like Allison has to protect herself at some point because everybody else is gunning for her. That might be fake that they're telling her that they're going to go for somebody else.
I think there's constantly some element of CYA always. So if she at least tells Mike and things don't go the right way, cover your butt.
Sorry. Oh.
Yeah. So if she at least if she at least tells Mike and things don't go the right way, then she could be like, "Well, I told you," and did it. So she's got everybody's trying to have some kind of backdoor route where they're still in touch with other people.
And I'm almost immediately infuriated when somebody goes and tells somebody.
Oh, of course.
When somebody tells them not to. But when Allison told Mike, I wasn't that mad about it because I feel like Mike can keep his mouth shut and make moves where moves need to be made in a sensible way rather than like blowing up and like going out of his way to try to like, oh, well, Allison told me and putting the blame on her because that could have really shot her in the foot. But clearly she trusts Mike enough to tell him. And I really honestly wasn't that mad about it. I was like, okay.
I have to agree with you, Tim. I don't think Mike has not been the player of the season who gets information and then blows it up. He's always been a very quiet player.
And he's a smart player, too. I mean, he's made it this far, and he's played other games. Like, he knows what the heck he's doing.
He is smart, and he has been gunning for Christian for a while, but he's doing it in a very intelligent
way.
Very subtle, very intelligent.
Very true.
Well, so then we move, you know, Davey finds a clue to an advantage. So he's smart
enough. Right here, just searching constantly.
Always. Yeah, and at this point, he still thinks that Nick found a new idol.
Potentially.
Nick hasn't told him yet. He has a suspicion.
Right.
But he still goes out when nobody else is looking for the idol, and he finds a clue to it. He has to go to the spot where they had the merge feast. It's very far from camp, actually. There was, like, a fire lit and everything that was, holding up in the rain, which was crazy. But
I just love
when Davey, like, finds something. Like, those pep talks he gives himself, he's so into it. And
I love him.
He's so excited.
Definitely when he was sitting there weighing the pros and cons in front of the urns, it definitely showed us his thought process and how smart of a player he is.
Yes.
And I really enjoyed seeing that part of it.
The Goodwill Hunting montage of, like, but if I do this and I do that and I do this.
Yeah,
and
he was literally thinking of every single possibility.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he has to think of his possibilities because basically it says that if you smash one of these urns, that you could either, you have to wager your vote.
Yeah.
And so you could either. The idol is only good for tonight's tribal. That's it. So then if you wager your vote, you could extend the life and extend the life. And so, like you're saying, he's, like, weighing all of these scenarios in his head. Like, is he feeling lucky? Is he not?
Yeah.
And then he decides to ask God for a sign, and he looks at the fire, and the fire is pointing away, which he takes as a sign that he shouldn't smash urn. All power to you. I mean, you have to find something out there to give you some sort of inkling on what to do. And he, he played his idol right tonight.
I was going to say, what would we do? Do you think you would play, or do you think you would take the idol and walk?
I can't remember who said it, and it was I think it was definitely on the Curses season when they had to the
Sins of the Past or Ghost Island.
Ghost Island. Thank you. And somebody had said, you know, I came to play. Like, this is like the only opportunity that I can be here to do this. Mm-hmm. So I would have did it. I would have played.
Well, Davey kind of I thought he was going to play because when he went out there, he goes, "I came here to play this game, and like now, like this is what Survivor's about is playing." But he kind of weighed every single option in his head and then, like, took a sign, which I would honestly be a little apprehensive to play my vote as well. Like, it's so important at this point.
Yeah.
I think if he had found out earlier what we're about to talk about with Nick and reconnected with Nick, that he maybe would have taken the chance. Because in his mind, if he loses his vote, it's going to be a 3-3 tie. Because right now, he's still gunning for Nick. So
yeah, he said that losing
could take the chance
could cost him a lot tonight, especially with the Nick situation. But yeah, I think he made the right decision for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at it both ways. I mean, you could sit there and go, oh, well, you know, because you didn't play it, you were able to, like, have this conversation, and, you know, you were going to use your your idol, that tribal, anyway, so you didn't need to play. But then at the same time, if you had lost your vote, it really wouldn't have counted anyway because he wound up voting for somebody that wasn't
but,
even
but also
anyway.
Say that, like, he something changed and he had played it, and then it extended the life for another tribal.
Right.
Then he obviously wouldn't have played it tonight. He probably would have felt safe enough.
Yep.
He had to play it tonight, so he did. But then maybe him and Nick would have made up and him and Nick would have voted together and then he would have, or something would have happened. Right. He could have had three votes and gone home.
There's a lot of what ifs. Yeah. I mean,
there's So, interesting question in the chat. Do we think the producers get upset when they don't play a game like that? Or let all the audience see them try something out new? Which isn't totally new because they've been smashing stuff.
I don't think so. Honestly, because I'm going to go back to Ghost Island when they were doing that whole thing with the urns. The producers would purposely put the whole, well, you don't get a chance to play this game. And that happened a lot. And we were getting very frustrated with it. And we were like, why aren't they playing? We want to see what they're playing. So I don't think the producers really have any care whether or not they play it or not. It's just introducing this element and leaving it up to the player.
Yeah, and I like the way that they added this piece together, about how he's thinking about everything, like you're saying, and I thought it was well done. It's more about making it suspenseful for us as the viewer, right?
In reality, it could be 30 seconds of him being there, I'm not gonna do it. We gotta stretch this out.
It seems like all the conversations kind of went together. I was thinking the same thing. I'm they probably just stretch this out and put the fades in between.
Right. And I'm pretty sure the producers would talk it out loud. Don't think about it.
Yes. No, Davey, back to the urns. What do you really
think?
They're
tell us your thought process right now. Out loud.
Yes, out loud.
Cut away to the urn. Back to Davey.
Cut away to the urn. So moving into immunity, you guys, there's a lot of balls here. Lots of balls running around. The balls are slamming together.
What writer on Survivor had it out for Jeff today and was I'm going to make the most difficult script for him to have to follow?
Balls are dangling. The balls are dropping. Your balls are dropping together.
Separated or together? Touching?
I'm sorry, you guys. This is hilarious.
Which is more difficult?
I think separating. I think the balls separate. Or clanging kind of hurts.
What are we asking?
The clanging balls.
I'm just saying, I would.
Allison losing control of the balls. It's Jeff did all of this in one take.
It was pretty hilarious.
They're not giving him the script. He's saying this off the top of his head. He's saying this.
But they set up the situation for. Are they too starving to get double entendres the entire time?
They always have balls everywhere. I think it's just this. Well, there's a...
It was really controlling the balls this time.
It was controlling the balls.
We're clearly very immature because I probably would have went home just
You guys, I was not... This was not even going through my mind watching the episode, and then I see you two sitting over here giggling.
Paige, we're just watching the show normal. I have no. All you see is Timothy and Mike just cracking up.
Inside, I was
come on.
I really hope I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Veronica's she's like, oh my god, you guys. And I look over, I'm like, what? And then I'm like, oh my god, you guys are like children.
Balls dropping.
Yeah, they're going everywhere. Anyways, Mike's balls won. So
yay,
Mike, you got great balls.
No, I was gonna say, I have to say yay, Mike's balls.
Oh my god, so happy to see Mike win an immunity challenge because he hasn't won one before.
Yeah, and I'm glad that he won. But I honestly thought that Allison was gonna win it, and I was really okay with either Allison or Mike winning because either one of them haven't won in a while. And I want to say it's funny because they're the two Goliaths that are kind of left. And I feel like they're the most underdog. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's interesting how it flips, right?
Yeah.
The numbers, it just flips right away.
Not even the numbers, but I think there's just more of their physical appearance and their demeanors and stuff like that. They don't really play like Goliaths, which is probably why they've gotten so far.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah. I mean, you're not a physical threat John, right, who is literally a Goliath. They're more mental Goliaths. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, interesting.
Yeah. So when we're back at camp, basically Mike throws out, he feels safe. He feels like he has the most push and leverage he's ever had with this necklace. And this gives him a chance.
He feels the power.
Yeah, this gives him a chance to speak his mind because he's been wanting a gun for Christian for so long, but doesn't want to put himself on target, which is smart of him. So he says there's two scenarios. One is a big push for Allison, and two is Davey gunning for Nick. So it's between Nick and Allison. And then all of a sudden he says, Christian's in this equation too.
I do have to say, I think it was smart of Mike to bring up Christian because for the past, what was it, two or three-ish episodes, whatever, Christian has been the target. Everyone has been wanting Christian out for so long, and I don't know what happened all of a sudden where this episode no one wanted Christian out.
Well, that happens a lot.
It happens a ton, and it almost makes no sense. Wait, 2 days ago you guys wanted this guy out, and now all of a sudden it's now you...
Yeah.
Well, it's very Big Brother versus Survivor. With Big Brother, when there's a voting block, it's very predictable. People go home one after the other after the other, and I hate Big Brother because of that reason, because it just gets so predictable. And with Survivor, I feel like it's so much better because it's so, in the tribal, it's tribal to tribal. Things could change on the drop of a dime. So you never know. And I love that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed like nobody was listening to Mike.
Right.
Either. He's running around saying, we got to do this, we got to do this. And nobody's really listening. Allison says that Nick is the bigger threat. Kara agrees with this. Mm-hmm. Mike is the only one that seems to think that Christian, can win this game. He keeps saying, you guys, as the viewer, come on. We got to figure this out. And he's been on, reality shows before.
That's right.
So I don't know. But He has a lot of leverage. I mean, this is what Mike's going for. And then Nick goes and tells Davey about his fake idol, which then takes Nick off the drawing board because Davey trusts him again.
But for all of us, it's like, whoa, dude, why are you telling him this secret?
Also,
just keep it.
Also, can we point out that Nick told Davey about the fake idol, but Davey didn't tell Nick about his idol.
Not at all. Right. Smart move. Again.
Obviously.
That shows something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was going to say, their dynamic is very interesting in the sense of what I said earlier of like, oh, I trust them. Like, he tells me something and I trust them. They don't tell me something and
I don't trust them.
I don't trust them. They should be gone.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting dynamic with them, how something can switch so easily.
Yeah. I kind of like the way that Davey played this, though, when Nick told him about, you know, the fake idol and how Davey said, you know what, that makes me trust him more. So that takes him off the chopping block for me. Instead of Davey being like, oh, well, he's a smart player. I really need to get him out now. I liked that it was a change. I thought, I liked that it wasn't a stereotypical reaction of, okay, well, now I still need to get him down. I'm going to, like, buckle down on my guns and really get this guy out. Instead, he was like, you know what? That makes me trust Nick more, and I want him to stay now. I liked that.
Well, what do you think Nick's reaction is going to be when he found out that Davey had an idol that he didn't tell him about?
Exactly. He's going to be mad. I feel like he'll react the same way that he reacted when Christian did and Gabby did the Carl vote. You didn't tell me. Why didn't you tell me? I feel betrayed.
Well, and get this, though, too, is that Mike goes and tells Nick that Davey is gunning for him. He kind of goes around the system.
Right.
Because he says, oh, well, I need to get Christian out somehow, so I'm going to go tell Nick that Davey's gunning for him. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything?
I was going to say, I thought that was a very weird thing, because I feel like that would have just made Nick want to
vote for Davey.
Vote for Davey and rally the troops to vote for Davey. Right. They wouldn't have voted for Christian.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought was going to happen. And props to Mike for saying, no, I'm going to stop this. This is getting way out of hand. I'm going to really use the power of my immunity idol to make what I want have happen tonight.
Yeah.
This, to me, is a textbook good big move.
Mm-hmm.
It's a solid time to make it. You have enough momentum behind Christian from the last time, but no one can doubt that Mike is the one that made that move for Christian.
Okay.
But I think for tonight.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, but I feel like if you look at the votes, like you can't say that Mike was behind this force. Like, we're all sitting here, like, flabbergasted by these votes. And the only thing that I could, if you want to get into tribal.
Go ahead. Yeah, let's get into tribal.
The only thing, because it literally just, I had an epiphany. I'm, like, writing stuff down. The only thing that I could think of is that Mike had the idea to get out Christian. And then he brought it up to, you know, Kara and Nick. He didn't bring it up to Angelina. But Angelina, if you guys remember, was the first person to say, hey, we should get Christian out. He's a threat. So, obviously, somewhere in there, they obviously didn't show it to us. But word got back to Angelina, and Angelina was able to rally Nick and Kara to vote for Christian. And I don't know why Mike and Allison had this change of heart and voted for Davey, but
the votes are so strange on this, you guys.
It must have been that after Mike told Nick that Davey was gunning for him, that he didn't think anybody was going to go for Christian. And as much as everything I just said, I firmly believe, he must have had to just drop the plan and said, forget it. Based on what Nick has given him now, he's got to go for Davey.
Well, okay.
I can see that.
So for those that aren't sure about the votes necessarily,
but even Nick didn't go for Davey.
That's what doesn't make sense. So Allison and Mike voted for Davey, which I'm not sure why they voted for Davey, but Allison and Mike voting together makes sense, okay?
Yeah.
We know that they've been together since the beginning. That's fine. Why they didn't vote for Christian, I'm thoroughly confused. Especially because Allison said that Nick is the biggest threat, and then Mike said that he wanted to vote for Christian. And then all of a sudden, the two of them come together and they vote for Davey.
Could it possibly be any idea that Davey was coming to them with the plan? It was like, oh, Davey wants someone now. Davey's finally coming to us with the plan. He's a threat. I don't know.
Coming to them about Nick?
Yeah.
I have no idea. Their votes are so strange. I'm literally just trying to come up with any idea.
I mean, it's like a double-edged sword. I mean, we like it when they... We don't like it when they show us, like, what they're talking about and all the conversations they had, because then it makes the vote predictable. But in times like this, when we're all sitting here, like, I want to know what people in the chat are saying and what their theories are, because we're all sitting here, and usually one of us has, like, a pretty solid idea of, like, hey, this is probably what happened, but we're all sitting here like, what?
Well, so Angelina, Kara, and Nick voted for Christian. Angelina makes sense. I mean, her and Kara generally vote together, although they're not, like, allies necessarily.
Yeah.
So Angelina, Kara, and Nick voted for Christian. And then Davey and Christian voted for Allison. So Christian voting for Allison makes sense as well.
Davey voting for Allison even kind of makes sense after he had that makeup with
Christian.
Nick.
Well, I mean, sorry. With Nick.
Sheena said they split the vote between Christian and Davey, but they... I understand what you're saying, but they didn't really allude to anybody thinking that either of them had an idol, right? I guess the only thought would be, hey, Christian did it last week. Maybe he scrambled and found an idol. They didn't give us any of that in a plot point.
And then also, though, why wouldn't Nick and Davey have voted together at this point? I mean, did Mike successfully split them when he went and told
them? Possibly, yeah. Maybe Sheena's right. Maybe Mike, Allison, Angelina, Nick, and Kara were a fivesome.
Right.
And they decided to go and split the votes between Davey right. and Christian.
But again, why Davey, when their plan all along would have been either Allison or Christian? Two people that week after week they say are threats, which, thinking Allison a threat, I'm still very confused on.
See, like, I understand if you're saying that they split the vote between Davey and Christian. Or, sorry, you're saying Allison and Christian.
Allison and Christian makes sense to me.
No, I think they split the votes between Davey and
Christian. Because Mike wasn't in on the...
What I would expect them to do. Obviously not Allison.
See, but then we also have to think about this whole Goliath and David alliance. Because it's like, if we look at those people, Angelina, Mike, Allison, and Kara were all Goliaths. The only one that's not is Nick on that. So... they're probably sitting there at the end, subconsciously thinking, like, hey, let's not split the votes between another Goliath. Let's try to get a David out. So either Christian or Davey, that's getting a David out.
See, I would just think that if they were splitting the vote between Davey and Christian, that Christian would be the only one left out. Like, Christian would obviously have voted. Well, I guess maybe the five of them decided, hey, we're going to split the vote. So that's why Davey and Christian, they told them they're going to Allison.
That's got to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're smart.
We're figuring it out.
Yeah, we got agreement from the chat.
Okay, great.
So why wouldn't Mike be the one to vote for Christian, though? Why wouldn't he say, okay, let's split the vote, but let me get on the Christian
Maybe vote. Mike, at the end of the day, is just playing
doing
for his
purpose.
Game. And is like, at the end of the day, I could sit there and get Christian's vote in the end because I'd never voted for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
big time.
True.
That's smart. And that, hello, Angelina, is smart jury management.
Yes.
And that was the actual move. That's how you do it smart.
But at the same time, Angelina can sit there and go, well, I got out one of the most powerful players because I was on the right side of that vote. The right side of that vote. Even though Mike and Allison maybe were a part of it, she could still sit there and say, I wrote his name down. I did.
But nobody is going to convince the jury that it wasn't Mike's decision.
I know. I'm just thinking people's advocate.
Well, hey.
That's fine. But also, like, Nick was in on this vote.
That's
but
a rough one.
He obviously didn't let Davey in, but he also didn't vote for Davey, so that Davey still has Bud.
Right.
But he was in on the vote and obviously didn't tell Davey about it.
That was very surprising, because I thought after everything Mike told Nick, Nick would have been one of the Davey votes, and he wasn't. Again, the confusion.
And he doesn't know that he had an idol at this point.
I don't think that because of what Mike told Nick about Davey would be enough for Nick to be like, you know what, I'm going to vote for you,
right?
But it was enough to be like, well, I'm not going to tell you what the actual plan is,
right?
Like,
right.
I don't trust you fully.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
So they split the votes purposefully and left out Christian and Davey. They wanted to go to that. They knew Allison would be the other vote.
Yeah.
They did not know that Davey had an idol.
Real quick, I just want to bring this up and rewind a little bit. I have to say that Nick playing his fake idol to get a reaction from people to see if he actually needed to play an idol was smart. I thought it was smart.
But it wasn't even smart. Because
I thought it was not smart.
No. Here's the thing. He didn't need to use his real idol, but the idea of using a fake idol to be like, oh, or whatever. Like,
but he was awkward. Like, why didn't he let Jeff say, this is not an immunity idol?
Right. Like, and then he turned around like, oh, God.
He turned around and goes, oh, that idol's fake.
Like, I agree. The use of it to get a reaction is awesome if you're going to keep it and not let somebody else find it, right? Because how else are you going to use it unless you slip it to somebody, which would look really weird. Yeah. Slipping somebody an idol before a tribal council is going to look really, really strange, right? You only play it for other people at tribal. So using it as a test, I think, is fantastic. But everything that happened after
is ridiculous.
That was
bad. So basically,
it's
really bad.
Like, what do we think he should have done then? Gone up there and said, hey, Jeff, I'm going to play this. And then sat back down, like, just kind of looked around. And then, because he says, you got to tell him that you're playing it
for
yourself.
That's what I mean.
And then freaks him out.
Because then what's his face? Was like, you have to say who you're playing it for.
Sure.
And then he was like, oh, well.
It's fake.
It's fake.
Well, it's
fake. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
He should have just went with it. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know it was fake.
Letting Jeff say, this is fake, that's the reaction you look for when everybody exhales or is like, okay, cool. Like, we're not in trouble. And then Angelina, out of nowhere, I don't think you need to use it.
But Nick and Angelina haven't really had any rifts.
And Angelina and Nick voted together, so they were all part of the same...
And she looked out for him, basically.
She did.
Yes, but I just...
I don't know.
But what does it mean that she said that and he still played it? The real one.
He doesn't trust her.
He doesn't read people well.
Or that too. Well,
and also, like,
this big experiment.
Feel like I still would have been freaked out. I'd have been like, what was that reaction? I guess I have to play my real idol. Like,
he
it
freaked
was just,
himself out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He freaked himself out.
And then, like, so then after Jeff said, oh, this is fake, could he have just gone up and said, actually, also, I have another one? Like, you know?
Yeah. I think so.
He could have.
Because Jeff does it individually, right?
He still hadn't read the vote.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he goes one by one when it comes up, right? He says, this is real, this is fake.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're running out of time, you guys. I mean, this was a doozy. Christian went home bummed about it, but excited to see the finale next week.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Yes. That shall be good. Should we get into predictions really quick?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
So we see that I think Angelina is going to get her cards exposed a little more. People aren't going to be really happy with her. But she might make it to the final three because of that. I think Kara will 100% for sure be in the final three. That's my prediction.
I think Kara's definitely going to be in the final three, yes. I think that Nick and Davey also have a very good chance of being in the final three as well.
Nick, Davey, and Kara?
Nick, Davey, and Kara is what I'm thinking. If not that, then Davey, Kara, Mike.
Yeah, I think, but,
okay.
I mean, you guys are discounting Angelina here.
I was going to say.
No One Likes You.
Yeah. I was going to say Nick, Kara, and Angelina, too.
That's rough. I think an honest argument could be made for any one of them to go to the final.
I think Allison will definitely be like a first one out.
Yeah.
I think she's going to have the roughest because people really see her as a threat.
Right.
I don't get it. Me and Tim don't get it.
They always say they see her as a very physical threat.
How?
We don't get it.
She's friends with everybody, you guys.
She is. Yeah. I get that she's a social threat, but to say she's a physical threat doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know. She's like tall. She's a Goliath. Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
But I think Kara's first. Kara might have the potential to win. I personally, if I were to choose my winner, I would pick Davey, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we know in your news and gossip that Kara is already a winner.
Oh, yeah. Kara, she's a winner because she's dating Alec.
Oh, boy.
Paige,
you guys, I've been creeping on their Instagrams because I was like, I want to figure out more about this situation, about him, like, not being able to go to the reunion, whatever. Watched all the videos that he had posted with Kara, like, on Snapchat and stuff. Like, they were very coupley. And then, like, I was creeping on their Instas. And they've liked every single picture of each other since May. God. Kara does not follow
Which
Dan.
Which means Paige went through every single picture that they have since May.
A lot of time on our hands, you guys. A lot of time on our hands.
You guys, I love Alec. What do you expect?
Oh.
No. So.
She's also loved every one of his pictures
I know.
Since May.
I'm sitting there liking him since. No, further back than that. Come on. No.
She's a professional here.
I'm a professional. But they both live in San Diego. You know, they're both hanging out a lot. So it's funny, though, because, you know, she doesn't follow Dan. Obviously, the two of them. Whatever.
Yep.
Ties were broken.
That didn't happen.
But I think that Kara and Alec would actually make like a fun couple. But it's funny that we never saw them really talk on the show.
Yeah.
And it's a big bummer, just like we have the chat pointing out that he's not going to make it to the finale. So we're not going to get Jeff to follow up on any of that storyline.
Right, she can ask Kara.
Unless it's, I guess, but then it's going to be like, well, why isn't Alec here?
Yeah.
But Kara
also technically shouldn't be going to the finale then either, because she was a very willing participant in all of these videos.
Yeah, but it was his
It was.
You're really standing up for your man. Okay.
All right. Ready? We got to wrap, you guys. Oh, really quick, really quick. We have to do our
fantasy MVP.
You want to do it?
Okay,
MVPs.
I'll do it.
MVP.
So somebody voted for Kara.
Whoa.
Somebody voted for, Davey.
Heart,
Davey. Yay! I like this music.
Allison.
Whoa.
And somebody voted for Kara.
Wow.
So 2-1-1.
So Kara's the MVP this game then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Nice.
All right, Kara. We love you, girl.
There you go.
Right. Well, in the interest of time, sorry to wrap up so quick, but that was AfterBuzz Season 37 Survivor. Episode 13.
So good.
Are you feeling lucky? Did you guys feel lucky tonight? We thought it was great episode. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you, everybody, in the live chat. We will be having our episode earlier next week because it's the live finale and it's a long show. So we will be at 8 p.m.
Yep.
Pacific time. So we'll see you right here next week. I'm your host, Paige Bonanno. You guys can find me all over social media at Paige Bonanno.
I am Timothy Michael. You can find me everywhere at I am Timothy Mike.
Hey guys, Veronica Valencia here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at it's me, Veronica underscore V.
And I'm Mike Thieling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Thieling. Thank you so much, guys.
Yay, see you for the finale.
See you guys in the finale.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.